uhlupho lweZimbabwe ukuthi siphathana njengabantwana. Umnumzana Nangagwa ucabanga ukuthi asisebenzisi ingqondo singabantwana, njalo sebethethe iZimbabwe bayenza itoy yabo. Laba bantu abakhuluma ngo-2030 ngabantu abathunywe nguye abathola ama-blessings akhe. I-audacity kaMnangagwa yokuthi abize ama-journalist, ama-editors azokwenza amadlwane la abekade wenza la ngempendulo ade ezinikeza, yikho ukudelela umphakathi njalo kutshengisa ukubana ilizwe lakithi lilomnyama ukubana libe lomongameli onjengo-Emmerson Mnangagwa. Well, okunye mhlawumbe baphanjaniswa amakhanda yizinto abazenzayo labantu abababulalayo, yikho sebebusa sekungathi baphambene.
Ye baba Juma, uyamuzi yakhuluma lapha ubaba Mlalazi. Akumphendule khonapho Juma mafisha.
Ngithanda bana, ngithi I'm disappointed kuMlalazi. Ngumuntu ebengimhlonipha kakhulu lalo ngosixoxa senza konke, but nga uzakhuluma uthethisa umongameli Mlalazi. Hayi mina ngeke ngakwazi ukuthi kuwe sikhuluma, ngoba I believe that yes, even if we don't agree on anything, isintu sethu sithi irespect, iqakathekile especially abantu ebantwini abadala. Having said that, Mthembu, it's okay to have different opinions on anything. President ukhulumile isifiso sakhe yena njengo Emmerson Dambuzo Mnangagwa. Okugcweleyo kakhulu kunoku yidemokhrasi yangikona phela. Ulakho ukuthi athi kona, hayi mina kangisafisi sengifuna ukuba nalo. Kube nabanye abangathi hayi thina sisafisa ukubana uhambe. Yikho kwazi ukuthi hayi ngizazama ukuncenga bona laba abafuna ukungincenga ukuthi bencengeke ukuthi kona kungenzakali khonoku, ngoba nami sengifuna ukuphumula. Which is all correct. And ukhuluma asokuqala kwakhe ukukhuluma into naleyo. Sekhulume kaningi-ningi ngamuvana ngani. So angazi ke ukuthi nxa umuntu ezikhulumela njalo omunye umuntu awusubuya sekuqeqasha ukuthethisa sekukhuma ngamadlwane ngokudlala seZimbabwe, just raising emotions like what i-gaslighting ngokana ngesikhiwa. Mina kanguzi, mina I always believe ukuthi nanxa sixoxa la asixoxele ngemibono enombono wakho kumbe umbono othethe komunye umuntu, but in all that we do it
ngenhlonipho.
Lutho ngokwenza khonoku bakini.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Golide. Mlalazi uyakhuluma lapho Golide ukuthi lokuphoxa inkokheli vela kuqala lokho, njalo khonoko ukuthi umongamela kwenzayo ukhuluma ngenhliziyo yakhe.
Well, ngebhadi nje ogolide babone ngani ukuthethisa kumbe ukuphoxa umongameli wabo. Look, akumangazi ngoba othuma bangama-beneficiaries of a corrupt system esibuleli ilizwe. Sikhumbuzane Chuma ukuthi ama-beneficiaries e-system yeZimbabwe, it's a handful of ZANU PF supporters. The rest of abantu bezanu bayahawula amaoveti be display asiwabona, which is what makes i-majority of Zimbabweans angry. Uma sikhangele sililizwe bani elile more than 4 million citizens ezikwamanye amazwe ziphephela, and then uyothola umongameli ephendula jokingly. Yikho kwenza size sithi hayi la ngamadlwane. NgesiNdebele bathi ngisakuvukela umchilo wesidwaba. Yikho lokho okwenzakalayo. Ilizwe liyilokhu, honestly Golide, akungitshele ukuthi kuthiwe singakhulumi nxa sile 40 years of independence. Silabantwana abafundela ngaphansi kwezihlahla, silabantwana abafundela ezindlini ezidikikayo, amatitha ahawula, kodwa silabo winking elijibayo, kodwa silalaba kuthiwa ngobani laba abahamba bethi banikeza ama-ovet imali lezindlu. After 40 years you still doing ama handouts. Yikho okwenza size sikhulume ngale ndlela Golide, ukubana la ngamadlwane. Yikubona kuthiwa 2030 uze uzibuze kathi 2030 la lento elihlale liyenza Golide
siyakuzomlalazi.
Kathi leyo pambeli kasifiki njani?
Yes, siyakuzomlalazi baba Golide, bala ngamafishane baba.
Well, njengoba ngihlilo mina umongameli is pronounced usekhulumile yena awusenhliziyweni yakhe akuzwayo njalo akufisayo. Laba abanye abakhuluma labo bakhuluma okusenhliziyweni zabo abakuzwayo njalo abakufisayo. Yi-democracy nale esidingayo. Kukho konke lokhu asikwenzeni kungela ngxabano, kungela kukhombana ngeminwe, kungela kuphoxana. Impumela izabuya ekucineni. Njengoba ishilo thina iphathi yethu siphathi esihlelekileyo kakhulu sile nto leyi-Congress eyiyo ekhetha ubukhokheli. So iCongress le ikhona ngo-2027. So uthi mesikhuluma ngendaba leka test vele is too early. Kanti sasike sifokuseni ngomkhonomi. Sifokuse nolona silungise njani abantwana abafundela phansi kwehlahla bona lawo. Sikhangele imigwaqo le efileyo le. Sikhangeleni konke ongabe kusihlupha. Sifakizela zethu ndawonye. Njengabantwana beZimbabwe ngoba alisoze lakhiwe ngomunye umuntu, lakhiwa yimi lawe. So sonke lapha silomsebenzi omkhulu okuthi sikakhe. Then 2027 iyabuya iCongress kuzakhethwa okukhethwa khona phana kuzaphuma okuphumayo khona phana.